to several people here in America to tell them what the Lord is doing. In those seven countries, we have planted over 50 churches since I left here some 6 years ago. We have three orphanages, one in DR Congo, two in Kenya, and we just want to thank God for that. The orphanage at my home, now we are having 300 orphans and children from the community. Because I was only caring about 20 orphans, the Lord spoke to me about 2 years.
Man, I love you. I love this man. He loves. He's a good man. Praise the Lord. So I was having an orphanage of about 20, 30 children, but the Lord spoke to me about 2 years ago to change it into an elementary school, to take more orphans and poor children from the community. So 2 years ago, I started elementary school, Bishop Makona Academy, from grade kindergarten to grade 8. But last year, the grade 8 did the examination. So this year, we started high school, grade 9. So right now, I am in America to raise funds to go to build another classroom for grade 10. Because they are, by December they will be finishing grade 9, so they have to go to another classroom. So if I don't give them education, they will fall out from school. So please pray and help us, as the Holy Spirit leads you. We are still planting churches, training pastors, helping widows. We have the youth ministry, children ministry, and everything. God is really moving powerfully. So I don't want to take more time on that. I just want to thank the pastor to have me today come to this church. We talked when I was still in Africa and when I came to America. I wanted to be here some maybe 20th or some time back there. But unfortunately, it was a Memorial Day, something holiday here in Mother's Day or Father's Day. I don't know. So the pastor said, this day we have a memorial day, something like that. So I wrote back again, and he said, welcome today. So I want to thank you, pastor, for having me come here today. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I know God has not sent me 10,000 miles for nothing. I am not a tourist. Yes, I am not a tourist. God has sent me here for a purpose. God has a plan to send me here. God wants to speak to your heart. God wants to do something to encourage you. I'm here to encourage you in the things of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the message today is God will take you out of every situation. God will take you out of every situation. That is the title. That is the message. God will take you out of every situation. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So turn with me to your Bibles to Acts chapter 16. Amen. Yes, I know I am speaking Kenyan English, not American English. American English is good. You know, Brad McCona, hallelujah. Yes, but the Holy Spirit will help us to go through. Yes, you know, English is my 56th language. I bought English with money. So I may make some mistakes. I'm not like Brother Huko or Pastor Roy. Sometimes, instead of saying standing in the cup, I say standing in the cup. Yeah, that is a Kenyan man. Acts chapter 16, verse 14. So the Bible is so clear. God has given us his written word to help us, to reveal his things to us, his purpose and his ways. God is so great and wonderful. From 16:14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have charged me to be faithful to the Lord, come unto my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain lady, let me say a lady or a woman, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by a soothsaying or divination, that spirit of divination. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. And Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and threw them into the marketplace under the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews to existingly, trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up against together against them, and the magistrates rent their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, judging the jailer to keep them safely. Who having received such a judge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at the midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's pants were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, Do thy no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto the word of the Lord and all the that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and baptized, and he and all his household straightway they were all baptized. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his household. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So when you are a servant of God, you can pray, God can speak to you. God orders the steps of righteous people. You can leave your house going somewhere you know to do the work of the ministry. And sometimes God can take you in a place where you have never prayed for, where you have not purposed or planned to be there, but God will lead you in that situation or in that place without you planning or praying. So the Bible says Paul was a missionary, and Silas, they were spreading the gospel. So they came to a village or a town called Thyatira, and they were praying and teaching the things of God. But in that city, there was a godly woman called Lydia. She loved God. She worshipped God. She followed God. She was a worshiper of God. She loved God with all her heart, all her mind and strength. She loved God. She was open. She was obedient. She loved God, this woman. So when she saw Paul preaching the word of God, teaching the things of God, she came to Paul and said, Paul, I really believe the things that you are speaking about. Please come to my house. Come and stay with me. So Paul did not refuse, because this is a woman of God. She loves God. So Paul and Silas went to this woman's house. And from there, they were preaching the gospel in that community. And my Bible says there was a woman with a spirit of divination. She met a lot of profit to her masters. Every day, this woman, when she saw Paul, she was shouting, "These are servants of the Most High God. These are servants of the Most High God." This demon-possessed woman, this is what she was speaking every time she saw Paul and Silas. "These are servants of God. They speak the word of salvation." Can you say hallelujah? You know, the Bible says even the devil is a believer. The devil knows the word of God. The devil knows the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The devil cannot read the Bible. The devil will speak the Bible. I can read, but the devil cannot read. He can just speak the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Yeah, he was there. He was in heaven with God. He knows. He knows the Bible. The devil believes and trembles. The devil believes and trembles. So this woman, when he saw Paul and Silas, he was shouting because the devils were trembling in her. The devils were trembling because of the power, the anointing of God on Paul and Silas. Let me tell you, men and women of God, if you are anointed, you are a son, a woman of God, you are a daughter of God, anointed, filled by the Holy Spirit, people will recognize you wherever you go, whether you are in a car, in a bus, in a train, on the street, everywhere you go, people will see Jesus in your life. They will see the anointing. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say amen? So this is what was in Paul's life, the anointing, the power of God. When that lady saw, she was like touched by the anointing of God. She was touched by the anointing of God, shouting, shouting, shouting. But Paul was grieved. One day, when that lady was just shouting, that spirit of divination, Paul turned and said, "In the name of Jesus, I order you to come out of this woman." And those spirits came out of that woman, and she was delivered. She was set free. She was set free. Can you say hallelujah? The power of God sets people free. The power of the Holy Spirit sets the world free. Can you say amen? So the prophet was gone. Because she was free. No spirit of divination. She was free now. The prophet of the masters is gone. When the masters looked at this lady, there was no spirit of divination. She couldn't say nothing. She was just praising Jesus, doing the things of God. They were so angry. They were grieved. They said, "These men of God, they have made us lose our profit. Our money is gone. We have lost our customers. We don't have money now because of these two men." They were so grieved. They were so angry. They say, "We must take a step. We must punish these two men because we have lost our money. We don't have a market. We don't have customers." Can you say hallelujah? We don't have customers because these two men, they have done something. We have lost our money or profit. We were eating good. I don't know, McDonald's or cheeseburger. Maybe they were eating McDonald's like Americans. Can you say hallelujah? So the prophet was gone. They were angry. The Bible says they went down and caught Paul. They arrested Paul and Silas. "You have met us. We have lost our profit because of you men." They arrested these men. They took them to the people in authority. Even they took them to the magistrate. They accused them. These men are Jews. These men, they have brought here a different gospel. They are telling us to observe rules and regulations. We are Romans.
We are Romans. They are telling us about another man called Jesus. We do not know this Jesus. What they are speaking about, they are changing people. They have brought a new gospel, something we don't believe. We don't know what they're speaking about. These people, they have something different. We don't know. We don't want this in our community. So, when the magistrates heard the testimony of the people, of the masters, of the people of the community, they were shouting against Paul and Silas. Shouting, beat them, beat them, beat them. Oh, these are crooks. Oh, why? They were shouting against this man of God. And the Bible says, the magistrate tore their clothes because of the anger, because of the new doctrine, because of the truth. Because of the truth. You know, the Bible says, people will hate you. People will persecute you because of the truth. You know, the world is in darkness. The devil is a liar. The devil wants people to go to hell. He has darkened the people. The devil has held people in darkness, people in bondage. He has held people in hostage, in sin. He doesn't want people to be set free. So the devil was furious. This man. And the Bible says they were beaten. They were beaten. They tore their clothing. You just imagine. If it is Trump or Obama appoints judges in Washington, D.C., they take a preacher there and the magistrates tore their clothing. That was not an easy thing. You just think, magistrates of a nation tearing the clothes because of the truth. The power of God. Amen. The power, the anointing was so strong. People were being saved and delivered. People were being healed. People were being set free. They had never seen such a thing. It was new. Something new. It shook their faith, their doctrine. Their religions were shaken. The religious foundation was shaken. Let me tell you, men and women of God, when you walk in the anointing, in the power of God, you will shake this city. The foundation of religion, you will shake it. That is what Paul was doing with Silas, this man of God. Can you say amen? Amen. So the magistrates ordered. The magistrates ordered. They told the jailer, these men needed to be in jail, not outside. Keep them securely into the inner room. Inner room. And tie them with chains. Tie them with chains. Two things were ordered. Put them into the inner room and tie them with chains securely. So, I don't know. If they closed maybe 3, 4, 5 doors, I don't know. Because the order was, take them into the inner room. Yes, inner room. Maybe 3, 4, 5, or 10 doors. Because they did not want these preachers to escape. Can you say amen? Amen? They did not want this man of God to escape because they saw the power of God. They saw the anointing of God in their lives. They thought these people, something may happen and they escape. So he ordered to be put in the inner room and be chained with chains. And my Bible says they were taken in the inner room. They were chained. And the Bible says they were beaten. They were beaten while they were tied there. They were beaten, beaten. They were wanted. So many stripes. They were wanted. Everywhere they were beaten so severely. Like murderers. They were beaten and beaten because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So remember, my message is God will take you out of every situation. Can you say amen? Amen. God will take you out of every situation. So the Bible says, when Paul and Silas, this man of God, all these servants of the Most High God, they are on chains. They have been beaten and wounded and in pain. My Bible says, oh God, Let me tell you, men and women of God, something good about Paul and Silas, something we need to learn, something we need to understand, something we need to imitate from these two men of God. They are in the inner room, chained there, beaten with a lot of wound, in pain. Instead of Paul and Silas crying, say, God, oh God. Instead of brother, Rude. Am I spelling good, Rude? Rudy. You, this African guy. Instead of these two men crying, oh God, we don't know God. We are in trouble, God. God, we don't know what we are going to do, God. We are in the inner room, God. They have beaten us. God, I can hear pain, God. Oh God, help me, God, I'm hearing pain, God. Brother, you just remember, brother, in a room, beaten on chains, instead of complaining, oh God, I am, oh God, God, oh God. Instead of crying, oh God, God, my children, God, my house, God. No. These men, they were not crying. They were not complaining and murmuring. My Bible says, my brothers and sisters, the Bible says, hallelujah. Instead of complaining and murmuring because of the situation, the Bible says, and I believe they were only chained to their legs. The legs were chained on the stocks. But praise God, their hands were free. Their hands were not chained. What did Paul do with their hands? They started clapping and praising God and singing hymns to the Lord. Oh, God is good. They started praising. They started shouting to the Lord. Oh, God is good. Oh, God is good. Oh, God is good. They started shouting instead of complaining and murmuring. Oh, God, God. Oh, God. I don't know if I will see my country again. I don't know, God, if I will see my friends again. No. No. These people were happy because the Bible says in Philippians, rejoice. And then I say, rejoice in the Lord. Can you say hallelujah? Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. The Bible says rejoice. The Bible says rejoice. So my brother, my sister, I've come here to tell you today. The Lord has sent me 10,000 miles to speak into your life. To speak into your life today. To speak into your life today. To speak into your life today. Maybe there is a situation you are going through. Sickness, joblessness. Maybe you have a debt for your car. You have a debt for your house, your mortgage. Something you are going through, pain, you are going through circumstance, problem in your life, week after week, month after month, year after year, you don't raise problems from this to this. You say, God, are you there, God? Can somebody say amen? Amen. Can you say amen? Instead of Paul crying and murmuring and complaining, they started singing praises to our God. Singing praises to our God. Singing praises to our God. And the Bible says, other prisoners were listening. The other prisoners, they were listening. The men of God praising at midnight. Everything was quiet. And these people were praising, thanking God. And the prisoners were listening. this man of God. And let me tell you a secret, men and women of God. What will God do? God will blind your enemy. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God will blind your enemy. God will lay a trap. God will lay a trap to your enemy. You remember the children of Israel? When they reached the Red Sea, it was a very tempting time to them. When they looked in front of them, that was the Red Sea. Even if they look ahead, they could not see the other end. They stood there. Moses said, we are going to cross. They looked around. There is no road. They, as far as they could look ahead, they didn't see the other side. When they looked behind, the king, with maybe thousands of soldiers, with spears, with swords, with horses coming. Why? People were troubled. People changed. When they see the Red Sea, they saw behind the soldiers. They say, what is happening here? We are going to perish here with our children, with everything we brought out of Egypt. We are going to perish here. Why? Why? These people were not listening to God. They were not hearing from God, the voice of God. They did not listen and saw God. They were just going by their natural eyes. With the natural. So God will make a way in every situation.
Amen.
So, you know, Moses was a very calm, peaceful guy. Full of faith. Full of power and anointing. He knew the power, the way of God, the plan of God, the purposes of God. He knew God cannot leave me here. So he was just laughing when these guys were, Moses was just there laughing. He said, look at these guys here. So he said, God, what can I do to save these children of Israel? God said, what do you have in your hand? He said, I have a rod. God said, hit the water. So he hit the water. There was a big highway, maybe like this carpet here. Very good, you know the work of God is not like the way we do things here in America or Africa. It was a good highway. Good highway. Excellent. The hand of God, the work of God. It was so good. So what did Moses say? Go, go, go. They said, yeah, they changed. The men who were complaining and murmuring, when they saw the highway, they changed. They said, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yeah, yeah, good God. Moses, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 Moses, yeah, yeah. So, so they started working on the highway. And God had laid a trap to the enemy. God laid the trap to the enemy. So when the children of Israel had gone, when the children of God had gone, the anointing of God, the power of God departed from behind them. They were moving in the glory. They were moving in the power. They were moving with the hand of God, the children of Israel. So everywhere they were coming out of, there was no anointing. There was no power because God was moving with them. So that is what God is doing in your life. God is with you in every step, every direction, in everywhere you go. God will never leave. God will never forsake you. In every situation, circumstance, problem you are going through, God is with you. Don't go by emotions and feelings. Don't go with your... We go by faith, not by sight. So God laid a trap. They thought things will be good as the children of Israel, but they didn't know they are moving in the glory, in the power. So when they came into that water, there was no anointing, there was no glory there. So when they came there, they were swallowed. They were swallowed. So Paul and Silas, when they were singing, when they were praising God, when they were just in the presence of the Lord, God blinded their enemy, the jailer. The Bible says he was asleep. He put them into the inner room and he chained them on the stocks. And when they started singing, the man fell asleep. God did not want, God was at work. God was had a plan and a purpose of sending Paul and Silas to that jail at that time. So God can allow a situation into your life to test you. God can allow a situation in your life to test your faith, to test your love, how much you love him. How much you love God can test you. He allows things to happen in our lives. And let me tell you, bad things happen to God's people who are doing God's will. Bad things happen to God's people who are doing God's will. You know, sometimes we pastors, when we stand in the pulpit, sometimes we tell people, you know, when you come to Jesus, everything will be okay, very good, hallelujah. No! Paul said you must fight a good fight until you win. The race you must run until you win. Brother, my sister, we are Kenyans. We run in the marathon. We are among the best runners in the world. And we don't get it on a silver plate. We run and practice in mountains. In the mountains. So when we come in New York, Chicago, it is flat. We just enjoy. Yeah, in Kenya mountains. Brother Steve, Uncle Steve, you bring me in New York, it is flat. Oh, I just enjoy Americans. Can you say amen? Sometimes I do many weddings in Africa. I do many weddings in Africa. So, on the wedding day, I don't know here in America, when your pastor, you are here, they bring the bride and bridegroom in the church for wedding. I tell you, in Africa, from that outside door, they can take 1 hour or 30 minutes just dancing. They have speakers with good music. So the bridegroom and the bride are just walking slowly, with the girls dancing, with the flowers. Oh, yeah. Men in suits, women well-dressed, dancers just. Sometimes you think they are moving, but they are not moving, they are just doing this. Because they are enjoying. It is a beautiful day, they have never seen it so good. Everything is pretty good, beautiful, everything. People are dancing and praising. So sometimes I lose a look at them when they are coming. They are just walking. Even if you laugh from there, they can't look at their brother Steve. If they are looking at the pastor there, even if you laugh, you do this, they won't look at you. They are just there looking at the pastor. Oh, yeah, this is a good day. They're just walking like queen and king. Sometimes I usually think, oh, they just think everything will be like this all the days. No! Yeah, they just, I think things will just be like, oh, yeah. No. There is trouble, there is quarreling, many things, mountains and valleys in that marriage. But they must stand firm. Yes, yes. Can you say amen? Amen? Can you say amen? Amen? So Paul and Silas, when they were in that situation, God blinded the enemy. God blinded the enemy. The Bible says he started sleeping. Maybe he was a snoring mode. Maybe he was snoring. Maybe he was snoring, brother. God did not want this man to see his power, what God was going to do. God blinded this man and gave him sleep while the prisoners were listening. They were open. They were looking quiet what God was doing over there. They looked because they were awake. They were open looking. They did not join in singing and praising because they were not believers. So they just watched what God was going to do in this place as Paul continued praising and thanking God. My Bible says when the jailer was deep in a sleeping, the Bible says, because God comes down on the praises of his people, let me tell you, men and women of God, there was a Holy Spirit earthquake. The Holy Spirit earthquake. The Holy Spirit shook that place. And all the chains were cut off. Amen. The doors were open. Amen. The doors were open. The chains were cut off. But I believe because Paul was the senior pastor there of the congregation there, I believe he told everybody, don't run away. Don't escape. Because God was at work. Yes, they were not criminals. They were not criminals to run away. The problem with them was the gospel. No, they were not criminals. So Paul, as the senior pastor, I believe, he told the congregation, don't escape, don't run away. God is doing something. So when God finished with the earthquake, chains broken, doors open, when God finished his work, God wake up the jailer. Wake up, jailer. Wake up, jailer. So when the jailer opened his eyes, God had finished his work. Doors were loose open. Paul and Silas were standing there looking at the man. When the man looked around, wah, because it was in the dark, he just thought in his mind, these men have escaped. What will I tell the authority? What will I tell the magistrate? I will be killed. They will think I have been bribed. They will kill me because of this man. So the Bible says he took away. He took his sword and was almost to kill himself. And when Paul saw, he said, jailer, don't kill yourself. We are here. We are here. And my Bible says, when Paul said we are here, this man ordered for the light to be brought. Not American electricity. You know, in your house, you have just a switch there, just a tap. In Africa, we have small tins. In Africa, we have small tins. A lot of electricity is in the cities and towns. But in the rural areas, there is no power. So people use small tins with small lamps. They put in a little kerosene. So there was no electricity. So this man ordered for the light. So they brought light. And when the light was there, what was the first reaction of the jailer? What did he do? The first thing the Bible says, he fell on his feet and he said, sirs, what can I do to be saved? What can I do to be saved? What can I do to be saved? Paul told him about Jesus. And my Bible says, this man, he broke the law of the country. He was a soldier. He had no power to release anybody outside of jail, because he was a jailer. He was supposed to be commanded by the judge or somebody, people in authority, to let anyone out of the jail. But because of the power, because of the hand of God, my Bible says, this man broke the law of the country. And let me tell you today, if you can be used by God, somebody in America can break the law of America because of the power of God. You can break the constitution of America because of the law, the power and the anointing of God, because God is not limited. God is unlimited. God is over time. You cannot tie God in a box, in a boundary. God cannot think like Kenyans or Americans. Sometimes when you go to Kenya, you meet some Kenyans. When you look at these Kenyans, they think God thinks like a Kenyan. Yeah, the way they do things, you just look at their mentality, the way they're doing things, they think God is thinking like a Kenyan. Sometimes you come to America, you look at the way Americans are doing things, they think like God thinks like an American. If you go to India, Bangladesh, Australia, in every nation they think God thinks the way they think. But our God is powerful. Our God does things in his own will and way. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So this is the God we are serving. This is your God. This is my God. He can lead you in a situation which is very difficult, but he will make a way for you to escape. So when time came, God made a way for Paul and Silas to walk out of jail against the law, against the authorities. The jailer took them into his house. And the Bible says, he gave them food. And the Bible says, he washed their wounds. The person who chained them, beat them, he's now feeding them and washing their wounds. Because of the power, anointing of God. So my brother, my sister, God has sent me 10,000 miles to speak into your life today. I don't know the situation. I don't know the problem. I don't know the environment. I don't know. I don't want to know what you are going through. But there is hardship. There is a problem. There are things in your life. Things that are troubling you. Today, I'm here to tell you, God will open a way. God will open a way. God will open a way. You must know John 10:10. The Bible says, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. The devil is a liar. He wants to kill your destiny. Your vision, your dream, your ministry, your anointing, what God has given to you, the devil wants to take it from you. Your vision, your dream, that good business, something that God spoke to you through the word of prophecy, something that God instilled in your life even before the world, the foundation of this world. God separated you. God gave something. He imparted something in your life. Special. You are so unique in the hands of God. Don't look down on yourself. God is not a respecter of persons. God is looking at your heart, your faith. God is looking for generals, champions, fighters, warriors. Let me tell you, quitters will never win. Quitters will never win. And winners will never quit. Let me tell you, I don't know the first man to make an aeroplane. If it was a British or American, I don't know. If it was Britain, I don't know. If it was in America, the first man who made aeroplane, I don't know. You may know because you are here in the West. I don't know that somebody who made the plane. Let me tell you, men and women of God, this man whoever he was, he had a vision. He had a vision, but he acted on his vision. In that vision, he saw the wings, everything. So he brought it together. He started making some parts, whatever. Let me tell you, this man, brother, he did not finish the work and sat there, started the engine, and it went. No. He failed even 100 times. But he never gave up. So never give up on your vision, on your dream. Hold on what God has given you. Hold on your vision, on your dream. Never give up. Because of what you are going through. Never give up. Paul did not give up. He ran the race until he finished. He fought a good fight of faith. So my brother, my sister, don't be a quitter. And let me tell you, this is what the Spirit of God is telling me to tell you. Your past cannot determine your future. Your past cannot determine your future. Maybe you have failed. Maybe you have made mistakes. That is all right. We are human beings. We make mistakes. We make errors. Even Paul failed somewhere. Even Moses failed somewhere. Even David failed somewhere. But they loved God. They kept on moving and pressing on in the things of God. Are we together? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Never, 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 never give up. Stand strong on your vision, on your calling, on your ministry. Hold on that. Never give up. This man who met an aeroplane, he tried 100 times or 200 times. And when it was perfect, excellent, when he started the engine, when he started running the highway or runway, when he cocked that gear, he saw something lifting up. I think he was there doing, I've succeeded. I've succeeded. It's in the air. You're looking down like, The man was doing, He was there up, brother. That is how God wants you to be. Yes. Never, never give up. Never give up. The devil will fight you. The devil will bring giants. The devil will bring mountains. The devil will bring obstacles in your life to stop your vision, your dream. The devil is there. But the answer is God will open a way. God will bring you out of every situation. Whether it is sickness, whether it's financial, anything you are going through, God will bring you out of it. So turn with me to Psalm, the book of Psalm. In Swahili, it's called Sapuri. Swahili is called Sapuri. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Number 19. 34:19. The Bible says, let's start number 18. The Lord is near unto them, or the Lord is near unto them that are broken heart, and safest such as be of contrite spirit. God is near. Those who are broken in heart, those who are doing his will, those who are focusing on God, walking the things of God, God is near you. Whether you are in fire, in the lake, in the ocean, in trouble, in storms, God is near you. God is near you. Those who are broken. And those who have saveth such a, he saves such a who has a concrete spirit. But number 19 is very important. According to my teaching. Number 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous,
But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Them all.
Nothing is impossible to God. God is our salvation, our creator. God can do anything at any time. Whether it is in the water, in the fire, in the air, down, everywhere, in America, Africa, India, God can do anything. He will deliver you out of every situation. Every situation and circumstance. Whatever is going on in your life, God is ready to touch you, to heal you. In 1 Corinthians, I think 10, 12, 13, there it says that we are all tempted. But together with every temptation, God opens a way for us to escape. The Bible says that. So my brother, my sister, you have gone through affliction, many problems in your life, many obstacles, many things have happened in your life. What do you do? Rejoice in the Lord. Have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Don't complain, don't murmur. Don't walk in anger, bitterness, because of what happened. Forgive the past. Release the past, your enemies, people who have betrayed you, people who have undermined your vision, your destiny. Forgive them. God is going to fight for you and bring you out of every situation. So my brother, my sister, yes, I know you are in a situation. Yes, I know things are rough. Yes, I know you are in a storm. Yes, I know you are in the valley. Many things are happening in your life. Maybe mentally, through feelings and whatever. Yes, but God is going to save you in all these things. So this is the message to you. God is faithful. He will bring you out of every situation. So stand in faith. Fight a good fight of faith. The kingdom of God is found by violence. Those who use violence, that force, they will enter. They will enter. So, brother, my sister, this is a challenge to you. Don't look on your situation, your problem. Look on your Savior. Jesus Christ is your salvation. Is your healer, is the answer. Don't look down on the problem. Don't look down on the problem. When you look on your problem, your physical eyes will change it into a mountain. But when you look on the sulfur, Jesus, who is the source, who is your Lord, your salvation, your rock and refuge, your creator, who is everything, when you look at him and say, here am I give you everything, Jesus, I come to your feet, Jesus, Jesus will stretch his hand and take you out of your situation. Because he loves you. He cares about you. That is why he came on the cross. He died and he said, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. It is for you now to claim your place. You claim yours by faith. You speak it. Don't speak negative words. I don't know. It is impossible. It is too big. No. Speak positive, constructive and protective words. Positive, constructive and protective words. I am healed. I'm going to be healed. I have my job. I have my house. I'm blessed. I'm successful. Speak good things about yourself. Confess. What you confess is what you receive. If you confess failure, you will be a failure. Can you say amen? Let's stand on our feet. Amen. If we love the Lord, can somebody say amen? Amen. So this is a challenge to you. God has sent me 10,000 miles. 10,000 miles. Because of you, he loves you. I'm not here by chance or accident. God ordered my steps to this place. Just to speak to you, to encourage you, to build you in the things of God. So as we stand, we have the elders here, the pastor, the elders are here. Please, if you feel in your heart,
you are in a situation where you are struggling, you see it is difficult, the Bible says we pray for one another. I just challenge you. Or if you have something in your heart, bitterness, something in your life, you are struggling in your life, just come forth. We are here to pray for you and pray for one another. Please just come forward. Don't fear. We are here, brethren, to pray for one another. We are here to pray for one another. If you feel God is speaking to your situation, God is speaking to you, you are somewhere struggling, things are not good, just please come forward for prayer. Just 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 close your eyes. Just speak to Jesus something. Just come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Any, just come forward. Don't look on me. Look on Jesus. He's your Savior. He's your Creator. He will intervene. Just speak to Him. Tell Him the situation. He says, come to me and I will give you rest. Jesus will give you rest, comfort, peace. Just close your eyes and speak something to God. Speak something to God. Speak something to God.
I believe this is a present word. This is a present word. So what I said earlier, will we receive what God has given us today? God sent our brother here today with a word, present word. Will we receive it today? It's a decision. Our life is about choices.
Yes. Praise for them. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Oh, wonderful Jesus. We praise you, God. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Mighty God. Mighty God. Miracle working God. We love you. We worship you, God. Oh, speak to your people, Lord. Speak to your people, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Oh, wonderful Jesus. When they pray for you, just stand there fast as they go through praying for you. Don't move. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. God, Jesus, you are the great physician. You can fix anything, Lord. You can fix every problem. You are the healer, Lord. 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 Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. We love you. We worship you, God. Because you are God. Because you are God. You never change. The same yesterday, to say the same today, and the same forever, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch, touch, touch. Touch them, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father, for what you are doing. Thank you for what you are doing, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing, God. You are a mighty God. Wonderful God. Wonderful God. Wonderful God. Wonderful God. Wonderful God. You are omnipotent God. Omnipresent God. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Distriken. Oh, Rababa Santa Kabasinti Ribosukubasa. Riba Sakabosuntu Rubasakabasi. Riba Basanta Kabosinti Ribosuba. Riba Basanta Rabasinti Ribosukuba Santa Rabasi. Hallelujah. Just raise up both of your hands. Raise up both of your hands in the name of Jesus. Close your eyes. Father, you have given us power and authority. And the Bible says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And in the name of Jesus, as your servant, as your ambassador, God, I take authority and power in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind every sickness, cancer, arthritis, or die for every sickness, headache, stomach problem, every pain, Lord. Every situation, Lord, financial problems, Lord,
Everything, Lord, that is going through their lives, Lord, I bind every works of the enemy, every power in the heavenly places, the spirit of confusion and anxiety, the spirit of heaviness, every disease, every infirmity, every disease and sickness in their bodies, Satan, I tell you, I command you, the devil, you don't have power and authority over these men and women of God. I rebuke you. I nullify everything that is going on in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, come out of them in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every infirmity, every weakness, every burden, every weight, I rebuke and nullify in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree. Father, I declare from the crown of their heads to the tip of their toes, Lord, they are healed. They are healed. Touch them, Lord. Set them free, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, because by your stripes they were healed. By your stripes they are healed, Lord. We set them free, Lord. Give them peace, love, and unity, Lord. Just anoint them, touch them, Lord. They are free from today. From any oppression, they are free today. Thank you, Father, for what you are doing in their bodies, in their families, in their finances, in every situation, Lord. In every situation, Lord. Thank you for opening the door for them to escape. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Stay.